Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a perfect life. So long as you are broken and scarred, lift up your heart and be amazed and be changed.
All right, good morning. I hope you had a fantastic July 4th weekend, made some amazing memories, and are appreciating the amazing place that we get to live right here in Walworth County, enjoying things that some people never get to see, never mind appreciate on a daily basis. So thanks also for choosing to be right here with Judy Hare on Lake 96.1 this very early Sunday morning. And so my travels since we last were together have taken me back to Orlando. I mean, I've been to Florida more times this year than I have been in my whole life. So I was there for about a week, came home for 48 hours and back to Orlando. This time for, you will not believe this, for the 2018 Dealer Tool Expo. My friends, I know about as much about tools as I do about a lot of other things, which is zero. Like, never until this past experience did I ever even hold a tool in my hand. I never realized that you could fill an entire facility with 50 billion different kinds of tools. Never mind even trying to figure out what they actually do, what their purpose is, and while your tool is better than my tool. Now, I've encountered many tools in my life, but never really in the area of this particular situation. So it was an absolute blast, fantastic weekend. I got to stay in the nicest resort. I'll just give a little plug for the Rosen Shingle Creek Resort in Orlando. I mean, the accommodations were fabulous. The food was even better, and the people were phenomenal. This was my first experience in the auto industry, and I just met some crazy, crazy people. So I'm oftentimes reflecting on that I cannot believe I get paid to go and do what I love, right? My kids say, Mom, I can't believe people pay you to go drive around, or in this case, fly around and talk about Jesus. In this case, I did not even talk about Jesus, but instead I just yelled at people and tried to motivate them and get them to hone in on their best sales practices by improving effective communication. So it was so crazy because I was in a situation again where I knew nothing about necessarily the environment that I was in, but or the products that they were selling. But here's what I do know. I do know people. I know what makes them tick. And I really love how God has allowed me the opportunity to take all of my life experiences and pour them out on people in some way, shape, or form. So I, of course, outside of the training sessions that I was facilitating with my business partner, I had the privilege of walking all through this showroom with all these different vendors, customers, suppliers, and you know, some of the names were very familiar to me, but there were so many different manufacturers, you know, selling their thing or pitching their tools, and I just absolutely found it fascinating. So I was, so I've been thinking, so if now I've had a first time, right? Like I'm a first timer when it comes to tools. Does that mean that since I had an experience the first time that I will, number one, be wiser, right? Does experience make us wiser? Number two, does it mean that I'm going to know better next time because this time was the first time and I had some experience? So if I know better, does that necessarily mean I can do better? And how much time is just enough time to learn which tool to use at which time for which end result? I guess we're going to talk about what it means to be a tool and how to use them. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. We'll be back. All right, so Mandisa reminds us that because we can leave something behind us and we have something new inside of us, is that a guarantee that we can navigate life in a different way? So one of the things that I thought was so cool was while I was having this experience for 3 days in Orlando, Florida, I got to thinking, like, I know I can make everything about this radio show and everything about God, but it was that reality that came over me that there was like so many tools and so little time, and how applicable and how well does the tool operate or carry out what it's intended to do unless the person understands the tool itself, how to use it, what the intended end result is, and then to actually not just know it, but to do something about it. Because here's the deal. I saw all these tools, and I'm talking about everything from a hammer to a drill to a fan that would blow, you know, that would blow me across the stadium. I mean, things that I never even knew were necessary in order for the auto care industry to do what they do, right? In just a few rooms away, we were training salespeople and telling them we were going to give them tools that they could use immediately to not only improve communication, but find themselves in more effective sales relationships. So here's the deal. If it's just a tool and you don't know how to use it and you don't implement it, then I don't know, does that make you an idiot? Because the Urban Dictionary definition of a tool is an idiot, right? I mean, I've heard that expression so many times. You're such a tool. Well, people don't say that to me, of course, but he's such a tool, or so-and-so's such a tool. Well, if a tool is an instrument to get something done or an apparatus used to perform something that's necessary, right? I guess if you're not utilizing that tool in the way it's supposed to, that's how you get defined a tool. Now, there's been so many situations that have come to mind in the last week and of course on a regular basis where we watch somebody's life unfold and we think to ourselves, when are they gonna learn, right? And so of course this show is about being honest, open, and transparent, and the majority of my life the lens has been turned inward where I have to say, like, when am I gonna learn? When am I gonna continue to do the same thing and expect a different result and realize that unless I do something different, the result will always be the same. So here's what I noticed. is that anytime I'm in a conversation with someone who finds themselves in that level of insanity, if you will, is somehow in the most loving, godly way, I want to explain, like, you are the common denominator, right? I mean, if the situations and circumstances and outcomes continue to be with you involved, what they have always been, the odds are you, my friend, are the common denominator. So it's so easy, right, to sit outside and judge, to sit outside and condemn, to sit outside an equation and not realize that by the grace of God, that could be us, that could be our children, and that could just be a situation that might hit way closer to home than maybe we heard about, read about, or saw on the news. So here's the deal. Life has some unavoidable pain. It has unavoidable disappointment. And I guess the reality is, why do we go out of our way to add layers and layers upon that pain and disappointment, right? We've all made some bad decisions. Call them bad at the moment. We maybe even knew that it wasn't the best decision financially, relationally, socially, academically, whatever the category. We have made some bad decisions that could have been avoided, right? And here's what we do. I hear all the time in my house when I try to tell my kids something, they try to reiterate like they already know. I know. No, if you knew, you would do. But is that really true? Because next time has got to be better than last time, right? Next time has always got to be better than last time. But as I stated earlier, next time can't be any different if we didn't learn something from the last time and gather up some tools to bring from the last time to the new time, right? So we're going to talk about three myths that we have, that we fall into, and they're things that we believe, lies that we tell ourselves that cause us to find ourselves in the same situation this time as last time. And we throw our hands up, and unless we got some godly people saying, you, my friend, are the common denominator, we may always remain a tool. You are Journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. Thanks to Cunis Country Auto Group for sponsoring our show.
For my ever-wandering heart, not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading.
All right, so welcome back. So here we are, common denominators in our own life story, right? It's just so easy to judge and condemn and not think about we could be them. We could be those people that we are so quick to judge, that we dismiss as a tool, when the reality is they just didn't have the tools. They didn't get them. They didn't seek them. They didn't recognize them. Like, they made excuses, whatever the story is, right? We don't get to judge and condemn. We get to pray and recognize it by the grace of God. It could be us. Because here's the deal. We got some pain. We have some things that are predictable, are preventable. But then there are those things that seem unavoidable. There's going to be pain. There's going to be disappointment. There's going to be times where we wish, as we look back, we did something different, right? So we default to telling ourselves some stuff that makes us just kind of normal. But the reality is, if we continue to tell ourselves these three myths, we will oftentimes find ourselves, or those we love will continue to find themselves in the same situation, expecting some sympathy and maybe some money and maybe some things that it could have been avoided. Okay, so here's the deal. This is not rocket science, but it is reality, and it is a reality about how and when we can start over, right? What does it mean to start over, and what do we need to do? Here's what happens. Myth number one, we believe that experience makes us wiser, right? I can't tell you how many people step into my life when I'm trying to control everything about what my kids do. Of course, I'm very unsuccessful at that. And people say, well, yeah, but without the experience, how are they going to learn? My friends, experience alone does not make you wiser. Here's what it makes you: older, sadder, financially more poorer. I mean, if that's even a word, it makes you all of those things, but it does not make you wiser. See, we think we know what to do next time to avoid what we did this time or last time, when the reality is we have got to be honest, open, and transparent and say, wait a minute, experience does not make me wiser. No, I'm no more prepared today because of the experience I had yesterday, right? When we evaluate our experience, we have an opportunity to become wiser as a result of it. And that is the deal changer. That is the game changer. Not the experience, but how we can evaluate, articulate, and move forward in a way that's going to give us a different outcome. Because here's the thing. When we say experience makes us wiser, then we settle into that, and it's likely that we will repeat the continued cycle of defeat, because experience only guarantees nothing other than we possibly wasted some time. Other than that, there's no guarantees. Myth number two, since I know better, I will do better. The reason that that is absolutely a myth and not the truth is just because we know right from wrong does not mean that we will do it, right? The path to hell, my friends, was paved with good intentions. Intention alone does not get us to our destination, right? We make a decision, but if we do not do something around that decision, the odds are it's just not going to play out the way we are hoping, right? So knowing better does not, I'm not good at math, but I know that knowing better does not equal doing better, right? I mentioned in the last segment that whenever we are having discussions with our kids about something that we're trying to teach them, that we're trying to revisit, that we're just even in a family discussion, they're always, the response is always an emphatic, I know, I know. And the reality is knowing doesn't mean doing, right? The ability to do better is not guaranteed just because we know better, right? So when we think we can press into our own strength and our own self-control and our own power, right, that to some degree could come into play, but that's very different than being able to carry out that which we intend to do. Unless we plan and prepare, we will most likely not be able to have a different outcome than we had last time, right? So saying, now that I know better, what I must do is ensure that I'll do better, right? I've talked about this on so many shows. When we plan and prepare and we stay ready, typically we do not have to get ready, right? We are living in a culture that baits us to the end of the cliff and then totally judges us when we cross over. My friends, knowing better does not equal doing better. Myth number three, time is against me, right? So when you had a first time and then now you're going to have a second time, typically we want to rush into the second time. Like, I learned a statistic recently about second marriages. My friends, when you enter a second marriage, just so you know, it's even harder than the first marriage. I'm not judging that decision. I'm just simply saying that we want to get on with something because we're going to do better this time, because now we had this experience and now we're wiser. The reality is the second time comes with a whole host of layers of situations, maybe even complications that make that a little bit more difficult. And time, my friend, is always on your side, right? When you're 52 years old and you look back and wonder, wait a minute, where did the time go? Time, this invaluable resource that we spend wisely, choose wisely, waste wisely. The reality is when we are responding or reacting to a situation that didn't end well, the odds are we're navigating some pain. The odds are we're navigating somewhat of a setback, and we never operate from the same capacity when we're in a setback situation as when we are thoroughly equipped, ready, prepared, and able to execute the comeback. So it's interesting because when I coach people, I sit in my office typically, And I have an hourglass, which is a 1 hour hourglass. You know, you can get hourglasses, Kurt, I don't know if you know this, that are like 30 minutes or 2 hours. I have a 1 hour hourglass. And as I watch the sand go through it on a daily basis, sitting in my office, I'm so mindful that time is that thing that just it slips away. However, if we want to do better this time than we did last time, then we're going to want to take the time to do whatever we need to do to remedy that which the experience that we thought was going to make us wiser. And because we knew better, we thought we were going to do better. The reality is when we're in that place and space, we are a bit out of balance. And when we're forced to start over, we tend to believe that once we get started, that things will be different, right? Emotions don't always come down as quickly as our desire to move forward does. So when we got some pain, emotional, physical, financial, you name it, the odds are we are self-absorbed in a different way than what we would be if we just allowed God to get in there and do what only he can do, because he is who he says and he does what he says. Because see, here's the deal about God. He promises to work all things out for our good and his glory. And it doesn't matter how bad something got, how bad something seems. All he's asking for us to do is just stay in it so he can work through us and in us and with us. But we got to dispel those myths, because experience, my friends, does not make us wiser. Knowing better does not mean we're going to do better. And lastly, time is never against you. Time, like God, is always for you. And you've got to be digging that. So for all you tools out there doing the same thing, expecting a different result, I suggest you do exactly what your tool is supposed to be doing for you, working for you to equip you and make you capable of that which you set out to do, which is to be the best version of you. Thanks for journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. Keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.